boy's jail.
Mom, do I have to eat dinner at home? Rochelle's gonna have tons of food at her party tonight.
Chip and dip is not food, Brenda.
We're not having junk food. Rochelle's father owns a lunch truck, and he's bringing us all the hamburgers he didn't sell today.
Have you ever tasted an old hamburger? You might as well chew a hockey puck.
Besides, Brenda, it's Friday night, and we're all going to eat together like one big happy family.
Okay, I'll check the rice.
Thank you, Brenda.
Hey, babe.
Hi, honey.
For you?
Oh, how romantic. You didn't have to bring flowers.
Oh, yes, I did. You put it right here on this list below the paper towel. Shoot, I forgot about the paper towel.
Oh.
But I did stop off and get your favorite chocolate-covered chair.
Well, that was sweet of you.
I'm crazy about this man.
I get it. Hey.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt, but a rather ticklish problem has surfaced in my love life.
Well, why don't you get rid of your feather mattress?
Mary, I'm here because Lester's involved.
Oh?
Don't let the sentence stop there. How am I involved?
You introduced me to Raymond Lindley?
Raymond Lindley? Who's that?
Our demolitions consultant from New York City. He's in town for a couple of weeks.
That's why I'm here. I'm supposed to go to the theater with him tonight.
He sure moves fast.
Raymond said when you're in demolitions, you learn to appreciate things while they're still standing.
So what's the problem?
Well, he's cute, but he's so boring.
Then why did you agree to go out with him?
I didn't realize it until my coffee break. There we were, pressed together in that little coffee room. You know that room, Lester?
What?
I was stirring his sweet and low, looking right into his eyes. And he starts talking about his Winnebago.
You know, I always wanted one of those.
What for? I want a man that moves, not a room that moves.
You know, Sandra, the man just might think you're the outdoors type.
Hey, well, if the circumstances are right, I can be outdoorsy. Raymond then moved his sparkling conversation to fishing, talking about halibut and bait boxes.
What's wrong with that? James and I used to love to go fishing.
Rose, you sound as boring as he does. He's just too steady for me, you know?
Well, it's a nice trait to have when you handle dynamite. So how are we involved in all this?
Well, I left a note telling him that I have to work, so when you see him, back me up.
Wait a minute. Are you asking Lester to lie for you?
Just a teeny little fib.
Look, I'm not getting in the middle of this. My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Well, all right, all right. But if he gets mad and blows up this whole building, don't blame me.
The poor guy. Poor guy? You ask me, you ought to count his blessings.
It's a shame. He's a nice guy. Kind of quiet, but very dependable.
Well, anyway, that'll teach you to introduce Sandra to somebody.
Introduce her? All I said was, hey, everybody, this is Raymond.
Well, it's no fun getting stood up. I know because somebody stood me up once.
Lester, you didn't.
That was before we got married. It was just a little misunderstanding.
Yeah, it was a little miss I didn't understand.
I heard that.
Hey, Raymond. What a surprise. Glad to see you.
I'm glad someone is. Sandra and I had plans to go to the theater tonight, but I guess she had to work.
Well, come on in. Come on in.
Thank you.
Raymond Lindley, meet my wife, Mary.
Hello. Pleasure.
And our good friend, Rose Holloway.
Hello, nice
Rose,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Lester, I'm not going to be using my theater tickets, so I thought perhaps you and your wife might like to use them. It's a new play based on a poem by Bernard Hughes.
Bernard Hughes? Oh, I love his work. As I walk along the beach at night, to the sound of the wind in the forbidding sea.
My thoughts seem to wander and grope into the furthest corners of my aching soul.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm sure you and Lester would enjoy it.
Oh, no, no, we couldn't really.
Oh, well, Rose?
Yes?
Perhaps you and your husband would like to go?
Husband? She's not married.
No, she's not married.
So, that's how I got started.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Took a lot of years of training, though, but,
Anything work with that?
That's right.
Hello?
Hi. That's Calvin, Pearl's grandson.
Does he always practice out here at night?
Mm-hmm, ever since we threw him out of the hallways.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we are here, aren't we?
Interesting play, didn't you think?
Oh, yes. Stimulating, intriguing, provocative.
I didn't like it either.
Oh, maybe you'd like to come up?
Why? It's so romantic down here, just the three of us. Listen, I'd love to come up, but I really should get some sleep. I'm blowing up a neighborhood tomorrow.
Oh! I understand. Well, maybe next time. Did I say next time? I'm stupid.
No, it wasn't. You know, the truth is, I've had more fun with you than I've had with anyone in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, really. Listen, I'd love to take you out again, if it wouldn't be too awkward with you and Sandra. The girl's crazy about me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's just after your Winnebago. I'm sure I can work it out with her.
Hey, look, I'm going to be in town next Saturday night. What do you say we go see the Jazz All-Stars?
I say, okay, I'd love it.
Good. Good night.
Good night.
You gotta work on your peripheral vision, my man, if you're gonna make it to the pros.
Hey, that's my grandma's basketball!
Mom, I have to be honest. Washing clothes is not my favorite thing.
I can't understand that, Brenda. It's at the top of my list. Right next to sanitizing the toilet.
Did you ever think of sending our clothes to the laundry?
Yeah, I thought about it. Even tried it once. The other way, dear.
And
I hated it. They lost half your daddy's socks, charged more per pound than the butcher, and I didn't even know the folks they was gossiping about. Hi, y'all.
Hi, Rose.
Oh, hi, Rose. Brenda, why don't you go upstairs and strip the sheets off your bed?
You washed my sheets yesterday.
Yes, but I forgot to put the fabric softener in.
Oh, yeah, fabric softener. That's probably why I got a stiff neck. Anyway, I'll find out about Aunt Rose's day from Tiffany later.
Girl, were we ever that nosy?
I hope not. So how'd it go?
Aunt Wicca.
The fox hunt with Lady Di.
You know the fox got away?
How would you like some starch in your pantyhose?
The date went fine.
Fine? You go out with the same man 2 times in 1 week, and all I get is fine? You gave me more details than that about the wrong number man that keeps calling you.
Morton, yeah. Did I tell you Morton's cousin died?
He did.
Yes, he did.
Don't change the subject, Rose.
Oh, Mary, it's just that Raymond is so special.
Special? I can get special at the supermarket. How about romantic, captivating, exciting?
Oh, Mary, he's all that and more. Girl, he's sensational.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He must be. They stayed out till 2 last night dining in Georgetown. He's taking her to lunch today and a party next Saturday.
Is that true?
Every word.
I'm supposed to be your best friend. How come you told all that to her?
I didn't tell her anything.
I've got my own sources. You're talking to someone who once debriefed a KGB agent. He begged for mercy. But there is one detail I need to find out firsthand, if you know what I mean.
Lay off, Sandra. The book is not for publication.
Oh, please, Mary. I just heard you thumbing through the table of contents.
That's because I'm her best friend. And if she's getting serious about someone, I want to know what his intentions are.
I already know what his intentions are. I'm just curious if he carried them out yet.
Sandra, this may come as a big shock to you, but there's something more than sex on Raymond's mind.
I know. He likes Winnebagos, too. But you have to pull over at some point.
You know, Sandra, there are some perfectly normal, red-blooded men who have other things on their mind besides leaping into bed.
Where?
I wouldn't expect you to know where.
Oh, will you please stop it? For heaven's sake, it's none of your business. I've only been out with the man twice.
Well, they say the third time's the charm.
Ah, ladies.
Mary.
Raymond.
Sandra. I'm sorry you had to work the other night.
Oh, yes. I was crushed. But I'll carry on.
Oh, please.
Hi.
Glad I found you.
What, am I late for our lunch?
No, I'm early. But there's something important I need to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
Alone. Excuse us.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So what is it, Raymond?
Listen, I just found out I got to be back in New York. I'm blowing up a building for charity.
Oh, can I buy tickets?
Actually, it's an old hotel. But that means we won't be able to go to that party.
Well, there'll be other parties. There will be other parties, won't there?
Of course there will. You know, it's just that I got to thinking, maybe we shouldn't break our date. Now, listen, I can get tickets to a play I've been planning to see all season. So what do you say we both go to New York for the weekend?
New York? Is he out of his mind?
New York? I gave up New York.
What do you say?
You want me to come to New York for the weekend?
That's right. I've got a big apartment. Unless you'd feel more comfortable in a hotel.
Yes, I guess I would.
Right, stay in a hotel.
Yeah, go for the room service, Rose.
It's just that it's not that easy for me to pick up and go with Tiffany and all.
Now, that's the Rose, I know.
Well, then why don't we bring her along?
Go ahead, Raymond.
No, if I decide to go, it'd be best that she stayed here.
All right, Rose.
Look, I just thought it would be fun, but if it's going to be a problem, I understand.
Oh, no, Raymond, no. It's just that... Give me some time to think about it, okay?
You got it. So, we still on for lunch?
Lunch?
Yeah, that's the one that comes between breakfast and dinner.
Oh, stop it! Of course.
Okay.
Let me get Mary to finish my wash for me.
All right.
Mary,
stay.
Go.
Stay. Go. Stay.
Afternoon, Mary.
Oh, hey, Pearl.
Well, what's happening in the soap opera today?
Soap opera today, Sunday.
I'm talking about Rose. Will she go to New York or won't she? And if she goes, will she or won't she?
Well, I don't think there's any question about what she ought to do.
Well, that's for sure. I'd go in a minute myself.
Pearl, I'm just afraid if Rose goes to New York with Raymond, he won't like her as much if she, you know.
Well, if I know men, he'll like her more.
I don't know, Pearl. Rose and I have traditional values.
Well, Mary, you know we all have a bit of Sandra in us.
Well, if I have, I'm calling an exorcist.
Thy Henry, thy Bartholomew. Thanks for love. Mary Pearl.
I didn't know you went ice skating.
Oh, just enough to fall down so I can be picked up.
Is Rose packing for New York yet?
She's not going.
Uh-huh. I wonder if she has any interesting negligees. Or is it all that flannel stuff like yours?
It's not the flannel, but what's in the flannel that counts.
Lester must have some kind of imagination.
Well, when it comes to you, men don't need imagination. Your lingerie lights up and says, "Welcome aboard the love boat."
Mary, when it comes to questions of the heart, Dr. Ruth comes to me.
She must be desperate.
Could you get me her autograph?
You know if Rose goes to New York with Raymond, she'll definitely lose him, don't you?
Mary, you're in dreamland. The best way to keep Raymond is to go to New York. These are the 80s.
It was that way in the 20s, too.
You know, all I'm saying, ladies, is that there has been no commitment. And in case you don't know what that means, Sandra, it's where the man at least knows your last name.
Well, what would you know about it, Mary? You married.
And you're not.
I assume I'm the subject of this little debate?
Debate is a catfight.
I hope you're enjoying yourselves at my expense.
I'm sorry, Rose. I won't mention it again.
Nor will I.
Are you going or aren't you?
Oh, Pearl, I don't know. My heart says go to New York, but my head says stay home.
So send your heart and leave the rest of your vital organs here.
I thought you were going to keep your mouth shut.
I didn't say forever. She cannot go to New York with somebody she's only been out with twice.
Mary. Why? Because he won't respect her in the morning?
That's right, because he won't respect her in the morning.
If you want respect, bring peace to the Middle East. But if you want some fun, you pack your bags and take a bite out of the Big Apple.
And when you bite the apple, look out for the worm.
Oh, please, will you two please stop it? I am sick and tired of you both trying to tell me how to run my life. Come on. I can make my own decisions.
That's telling them, honey. Come on in here. I'm going to make you a nice hot cup of tea.
Thank you, Pearl.
Is our subscription running out?
I have something on my mind.
You want to talk about it?
No. Why should I talk about it? It's none of my business. It's none of your business either.
Oh, so you're still bugged about Rose?
She's supposed to be my best friend.
May I come in?
Of course.
I've just come to tell you that I'm going to New York.
Oh?
Mary, please, no more of your comments.
I just said, oh.
Yes, I know, but it's the way you said it.
Lester, do you believe this?
Yeah, you can put an awful lot into an O.
Thank you, Lester. Rose, do
Mary,
you...
Mary, please, I've made up my mind. Now, not another word.
Okay. You want me to watch Tiffany for you?
Well, maybe one more word.
Yes.
Thanks. I'm going down to wash some of her things now, so she won't be a trouble to you.
Rose.
Please, Mary. No more advice.
Well, you were a big help.
I figured you'd given her too much advice already.
Well, do you think she should go off with Raymond?
And it's none of my business either, remember?
Oh, Lester.
Mary, come on. We're talking about two grown people.
Well, would you do something like that?
Hell no. You know what a room in a hotel costs in New York these days?
Okay. Okay. I'm being old-fashioned, right?
Mary, the world is changing. Dating is different than when we used to do it. Or not do it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just a prude.
Well, I want to know what an old-fashioned prude like you is doing so sexy.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Sunday.
That's all right. Just wait.
See you later.
Rose.
Yes, Mary?
I came to say I'm sorry. I know I've been acting like Dear Abby. I've been butting into your affairs. And
affairs?
Scratch affairs. Anyway, I came to say whatever you decide, I'm with you. Not physically. Physically, you'll be with him. In New York. But I'm with you.
Mary, just because I've accepted Raymond's invitation to go to New York doesn't mean I'm going to go to bed with him.
Good.
Necessarily. Oh, Mary, you know, I haven't been in this situation that often, and to be perfectly honest, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, how do you feel?
A little scared. But you know, it's so nice to have someone who cares.
Thanks.
I met Raymond.
Well, of course you did.
And you know, I feel I can care a great deal about him. Just like you do for Lester.
Yeah, I guess I do kind of take what Lester and I have for granted.
Yeah, girl, and I'd love to have somebody to take for granted. Somebody to share my life with me, to hold me at night, and to love me.
Oh, Rose. Listen, don't pay any attention to me. Go to New York. Be crazy, be wild, be passionate.
Ooh, if I'm gonna be all that, I better take you with me.
Well, I wonder where Rose could be. Her plane was supposed to land at 2. It's almost 4.
It took off a half hour late. I have a friend in the control tower.
Well, she still should have been here 15 minutes ago.
There was a mix-up with her luggage.
You have a friend at the luggage counter, too?
Loading and unloading.
Oh, there's her cab. Quick, act like you don't see her. Oh, well, you look at Miss Barton. She's got new paisley curtains.
Those aren't curtains. That's Mrs. Barton.
Well, she'd better get back on her diet.
Hello, ladies.
Oh.
Well, what are you doing back so soon? I wasn't expecting you till later.
Oh, no, this is when I'm supposed to be here. So what are y'all doing out here?
Oh, we're just enjoying the nice, unseasonal weather.
Ah, any nicer, we could all go sleigh riding down the Potomac.
Sleigh riding down the Potomac, that's a good one, Rose. So how was New York?
I thought you'd never ask. Girl, it was terrific. Oh, the play was so funny.
Uh-huh.
And we ate at the most charming restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the time, we just walked around the different neighborhoods, getting to know one another.
Ooh, and I know all that walking made you tired at night, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. But you know, there's something so stimulating about New York City that I could barely get to sleep at night.
Uh-huh. Well, that answers all my questions.
Not mine. Did you or didn't you?
The only thing I have to say is that Raymond and I had a wonderful time. And we're definitely going to see each other again.
Just as I thought.
Right. If they're seeing each other again, I'm sure they have an excellent reason.
And the excellent reason is that they still respect each other.
Well, it really doesn't matter, does it? The most important thing is my life is more fulfilled.
Of course, Rose. That is the most important thing.
I told you she did.
She did not.
Well, I'd like to thank you ladies for caring. It's so nice to be talked about.
I told you she did.
She did not.
Yes, she did.
She didn't.
Yes, she did. She did not.
You can see my look on her face.
Well, how can your face don't look like that?